Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, You Shall Be My Witnesses.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Today we celebrate the World Mission Day, and I like the motto Pope Francis chose for this day. It is from the Acts of the Apostles, You shall be my witnesses. In this word, it is not said that there are only few people like priests, religious, or lay ministers who shall be Christ's witnesses, but you. You who listens to this word right now. And you who reads the Bible. And you who is touched by the word of God. And, at the end, you who is baptized. Hence, we are all called to be Christ's witnesses. There's no excuse, and nobody can say, oh, I am just a poor believer. Because, as we heard in the Gospel, this is not the question. And it is not helpful to compare yourself with others. The Pharisee did this in his prayer. He compared himself with others and came to the conclusion that he is the better one. However, as we know from the Gospel, he was not the one who was justified at the end. Pope Francis calls us to be witnesses in and as the ecclesiastical community. And in this community, it does not help to compare with one another, but it is only helpful to act and live together. In that way, we can become witnesses. Moreover, in that kind of community, we share our lives and our faith. It is not the question if someone is more pious than someone else, or if someone has understood more of the Gospel than I have. In a community where we give what we have and what we have received from God, everybody is important and everybody is needed. Everybody can give something: her love, his ability to listen, her creativity, his calm character, her knowledge. Everything is helpful if you want to be a community which is a witness. The only thing is, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And Pope Francis tells us in his message to the World Mission Day that modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers, and if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses. For this reason, the testimony of an authentic Christian life is fundamental for the transmission of the faith. In that situation and in that call, the prayer I found in Spain might be helpful for us as witnesses. Come, Holy Spirit, move us. Give us your strength and your inspiration to leave the known terrain and go further, beyond, to the ends of the earth. Lead us to rediscover the joy of shared faith, communicated through simple works, and with that just word that you give at the right time and in the right way. Continue to move the missionaries and move us also to go further with our prayer and with our charity. Make us live the mission to be what we really are, witnesses of Christ and of His love. Amen.